Political killings, honor killings, kidnappings, and gang warfare are not uncommon in this city. According to the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, more than 1,450 people, including children, were killed in Karachi in the first 6 months of this year. That's an average of about six people a day. Karachi produces more than 50% of Pakistan's revenue. Businessmen like Naeem Ahmed, a member of the Karachi Chamber of Commerce, says the daily violence is impacting the country's economy.
If Karachi is not working well, it's not mean that Karachi is not working. It's mean that Pakistan is not working.
Police say they don't have the manpower to secure such a large city where there is high unemployment and poverty-driven crime. Businessmen say political parties are also using violence to gain economic power. Police Chief Ahmed Farooqi says political violence is beyond law enforcement's ability to control.
Police can stop them for a little while for this violence to happen, but for longer stability and for longer improvement in law and order situation, the political forces must come into play.
There's also a lot of wealth in Karachi, and people want protection. Despite strict licensing procedures, gun sales are up. And not only among men, says shop manager Mahmoud Salim.
Besides hunting and paper target shooting at the range, people also buy a gun for personal protection, and that also includes women. Even young women, they come and they want to have a license, they want to have a weapon for their personal security.
Businessmen say the only solution will come from political parties joining forces and tackling the problems rather than being a part of them. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Karachi.